Praise the Lord, everyone. Well, I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Apostle and Pastor Maria sends her love and greet all of you. This week is another great week for us. We're approaching, we're in our last week of prayer and fasting, at least as far as we know, and we thank God for all the teachings that he has given us. Tonight we have a great man of God, a loved man of God, who is going to be teaching us tonight. We have a pre-recorded message from Apostle that he's going to teach us tonight. The title is God Presence Restored. So I hope you enjoy this. Let's take notes and enjoy the word of the Lord from Apostle. God bless you.
Be seated. God is good. Tonight, the word that the Lord has placed in my spirit for us, I am fairly certain that I will not be able to complete all of it because the passage of scripture that is loaded with so much information for us to glean from. But whatever it is that the Lord once said tonight will be said, amen, and will be received. Praise the Lord. And if we have to continue tomorrow, we will do so. But we will complete what Father has for us. We will receive it all. Amen? Praise the Lord. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 5th chapter. 1 Samuel, the 5th chapter. 1 Samuel 5. The passage of scripture I'm about to share with us may not sound like an exciting passage at the very beginning, but I believe God is saying something to us as a church, as a people. That the Lord is saying something to us as families. That the Lord is saying something to us as individuals. Well, at the end of it all, I believe that whatever it is God wants to address in our lives will be addressed. And God says nothing without a purpose, without a reason. He has a goal, an agenda, a plan, a purpose, a destination that he wants to get to or take his people to. And I believe he will accomplish that in us today. Amen? If he has to override whatever needs to be overridden, he will override it to make sure that we get where we need to get. Praise the Lord. In 1 Samuel, the 5th chapter, it says, "And the Philistines took the Ark of God." The Ark of God represented the presence of God. They took it, and they brought it from Ebenezer, which is the rock of my salvation, in a sense. They took it from Ebenezer and they brought it to a place called Ashdod. Now, they took it from the stone, the rock of my help, the rock of my salvation, and they took it to Ashdod. Ashdod means powerful. In a sense, then, it means that that which God had for his people that was established in a rock that was supposed to help them was overtaken. The people of God were displaced from their place of inheritance, their heritage, the covering that they had. Because the ark represented the presence of God, it represented not only the presence of God, it represented the covering of God over the people of God. For when the ark of God moved into an area, as the people of God carried it, they lost no battles, no soldier got defeated. It was because of the presence of this ark in the midst of the people of God that the clothes of the people did not wear out, It was because of this that their shoes did not wear out. It was because of this that the Aaron's rod budded. Now, this very presence of God was taken. The help of the people was taken by a powerful force. It was taken to Ashdod. Ashdod just means powerful. When the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. Dagon is a god of the Philistines. This god of the Philistines had the face of a man, the hands of a man, and the tail of a fish. In essence, it was a marine spirit. Are you listening to me? This is a marine spirit. And marine spirits are powerful spirits. They are seducing spirits. They are spirits that bring about blindness into the lives of the people of God. And the first time we hear about Dagon is earlier with a man called Samson. How many of you remember Samson? We read about this in the book of Judges, chapter 16 and verse 23. Judges 16 and verse 23. He said, "Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their God, and to rejoice. For they said, our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand." This is the first mention of Dagon. These people believed that Dagon was the one who made it possible for them to defeat the one that God had chosen, Samson. And that the reason that they were able to blind them was because of Dagon. Now we are hearing about Dagon again. But when are we hearing about Dagon? It's about the time when a prophet of God, another judge, was blind. Are you with me? He could not see. It was at this same time that the Ark of God was to be taken from the people of God. I declare this day in the name of Jesus Christ that every spirit of blindness that has come upon our lives will be eradicated now. Somebody say, I can see. In the name of Jesus, say it again, I can see. The spirit of Dagon radiates blindness so that we cannot see, so that the presence of God, the Ark of God, is removed from the people of God. But at this time, as they celebrated the defeat, at least so they thought, of Samson, Samson prayed a prayer. We're going to pray that same prayer, but not the same way he prayed it. He prayed that God will energize him one more time so that he can defeat the Philistines. And the Bible tells us that in that one day, when God answered that prayer, he defeated and killed more Philistines than he had killed all of his life prior to that. Praise the Lord. That will take a hold of. Amen. You know what that means? It means that God does a cumulative work, that God does an accelerated work. When Dagon comes down, God does a work of acceleration. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. This day, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that every marine spirit, the spirit of Dagon, will be defeated, will be destroyed, will be eradicated, and that the glory of God will come again upon the people of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, do we receive it? If we receive it, shout hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Dagon, the fish man god. That's like a mermaid. This is a marine spirit. How did the marine spirit come and defeat Samson? He defeated him through a woman called Delilah. When the enemy wants to blind a person to their destiny, blind them from fulfilling God's divine purpose for their lives, he introduces this marine spirit. This marine spirit shows up in literature. It shows up in pornography. It shows up in all kinds of funny ways. And we live in a time when blindness has come upon the people of God like never before. Blindness to cause them not to see what God wants them to see. When my eyes see something wrong, I feel it. And I'll say, what did I just see that just affected me? And without doubt, it is a marine spirit. The spirit of Dagon. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you will never be blinded by the forces of darkness. Do you receive this? This is a spirit of immorality. Operational. And bringing about disaster into the lives of the people of God. Well, they took it to Ashdod. And they placed the ark of God before Dagon. They said, we've defeated the God of Israel. But the God we serve cannot be defeated. Hallelujah. The God we serve does not bow down to any power, to any principality, to any stronghold of darkness. The God that you serve shall not be subservient to the forces of darkness. For greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that every stronghold of darkness that wants to bring defeat to the body of Christ, this day in the name of Jesus Christ, in whatever form that it has taken, shall be broken. Men and women of God shall break free from the lies of pornography, lies of sexual immorality. Every work of darkness shall be removed from the minds of the people of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. The devil's a liar. I said the devil's a liar. I said the devil's a liar. Do you receive this? Ashdod just simply means strong in the noun. But Ashdod, that word is also used in an adjective sense. And I'll tell you what it means in just a moment. He said, and when they of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, in the next day, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. Every knee must bow. Dagon fell on his face before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place. They took him and put him together again. And they went home. When they arose early on the tomorrow, on the morrow morning, when they arose early, I wonder why they rose up early. I guess they wanted to check out, to find out if anything else happened. They got there and God showed them. Hallelujah. Dagon was falling upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord, and the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off. It didn't say, oh, broken. It says cut off. Do you understand cut off? That means it was a clean cut. That means it was clean. there will be a clean cut on the hands of the enemy. That enemy that's been pointing that filthy finger at you shall not be able to point anymore. Hallelujah. Do you receive this word? I said, before the ark of the Lord and the head of Dagon, both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod unto this day. Hallelujah. They could not enter into his temple anymore. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say they were not able to enter anymore. Their priests could not enter anymore, and nobody who wanted to come there to worship Dagon could step in anymore. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of the Dagon in Ashdod unto this day. But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them of Ashdod. In the Hebrew, this tense changes and it becomes an adjective. And the meaning of Ashdod also changes. Now, Ashdod now means I will spoil. Hallelujah. I will spoil. So God started the process of spoiling. Glory be to God. I say whatever it is that spoiled you shall now be exploited and spoiled. Because when they took the ark, that was taking a spoil. But God is in the pathway of restoration. Somebody say restoration. Somebody say again, restoration. One more time, say restoration. God began the process of restoration. Says you. You think you're going to mess with me? I allowed myself to come here just to mess with you. You never messed with me. When the enemy thinks he has an upper hand, he finds out he didn't. The hand of God was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with hemorrhoids, even Ashdod. And that again is used in that sense. I will spoil, and the coast thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, the ark of the God of Israel shall not abide with us. In other words, we don't want anything to do with this God anymore. Let him get out of here. Because his presence is causing us trouble. So now I declare in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that everything in your life that God has blessed, wherever it is hiding, will begin now to cause trouble for those people that have your stuff in Jesus' name. Amen. Whoever has my stuff, because God has blessed it, shall create problems for them, and they must release it now. 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 In the name of Jesus. What belongs to me belongs to me. Because what belongs to me belongs to God. Do you understand? When what belongs to you belongs to God, and what belongs to God belongs to you, it cannot stay in the wrong hand. it must come back. God is a God of restoration. Do you receive that? They said, take this ark away from us. Why? For his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon, our God. The hand of God is really heavy and is causing problems for us and for Dagon, our God. So take this ark out of here. And it says, he sent therefore and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them and said, what shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel? And they answered, let the ark of the God of Israel be carried about unto Gath. Let's take it to Gath. Gath means the wine press. Gath happens to be the place where Goliath came from. This is the hometown of Goliath. And God was saying, I am going to destroy every aspect of you. Whatever has held my people, I shall destroy. Amen? Praise the Lord. So they took it to this wine press. The wine press is a place of crushing. And of course, God showed up there again. And his hand was heavy on that city and on his people. And it says, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great. And they had emeralds in their secret parts. They had all these boils, tumors. So there's boils all over the place, and these people just know, this is what happened before. It's happening here. It must be this God. So they decided, let's take it to Ekron. Ekron means eradication. Somebody say eradication. It also means turn up by the roots. Turn up by the roots. In other words, God is going to go to the root of the issue and tear it up. Amen. Hallelujah. He is not going to leave anything behind. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Ekronites cried out saying, they have brought about the ark of the God of Israel to us to slay us and our people. That's right. You got that right. The presence of God will bring about disaster for the people that are not of God. Amen? That means every enemy. That means that which wants to restrain the presence of God in your life, they will be dealt with fiercely. Hallelujah. So they said, we don't want this. We don't want this. Take this thing out of here. So they sent, verse 11, they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, send away the ark of the God of Israel and let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not. We want this presence to go back to where it belongs, because it's killing us and our people. For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there. Oh my. The hand of God was what? Very heavy there. It started out this way. It started out by saying to us that the hand of God, the Lord, was heavy upon them of Ashdod. Was heavy. Was what? Heavy. Then it said, concerning Gath, the hand of God was sore. Praise the Lord. The hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction. Now it says, the hand of God was very heavy there, and men died. Not were smitten with emeralds, and the crowd of the city went up to heaven. And the men that died not were smitten with the emeralds. In other words, this last stage, they were dying, and if they did not die, they had tumors. So they decide, what are we going to do? We got to get this thing out of here. So they came to a conclusion, and the conclusion was this. Let us get, please listen to this part of this message. Pay attention. They got a cart. They put the ark there. And they were wise enough to know this, that they should not send this ark back without an offering. So, for the five cities, the five key cities of the Philistines, they made an effigy in gold, pure gold, of these tumors. I don't know how the tumors look, but they made a representation of these tumors in gold. But not only was God striking them with these tumors, these hemorrhoids and pile, he also struck them with mice. So all of this community is stricken with mice. All over the place, there's mice eating up and destroying their crops, eating up their harvest, eating up their food, messing up everything. So they made this semblance of the mice in pure gold, and they put it in there, recognizing that they were recognizing this fact that God did this to them. But just in case we are wrong, they got two cows that have never been yoked before, two cows that just gave birth to calves, were still full of milk. They took their calves away from them, locked them up, yoked these cows that have never been yoked before. And you know, just the very fact that they've not been yoked before is going to make this thing impossible. Two, these cows just gave birth. They are not about to leave their babies. And they yoked them. And they said, if it goes the straight path back to Israel, then we'll know for a fact that this was God that has been doing this to us, and this was not coincidence. And the Bible tells us that these two cows went, took the straight way to Beth Shemesh, the house of the sun. They took a straight path, mowing, crying, but they could not go to the left or to the right. They took a straight path. That's exactly what is going to happen to every blessing and every grace that God has ordained for your life. No matter how difficult the enemy tries to make it, God is in control. Amen. The blessing is coming to you. Amen. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? Do you hear it? The blessing is coming where? It's coming to me. It's not going to go left. It's not going to go right. It's going to come straight to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It comes to Beth Shemesh, the house of the sun. Why is that important? Because the Son determines that's a new day. I don't know if you're hearing. The Son determines that it is what? A new day. It is set to mark seasons. Hallelujah. That is the purpose of the Son. To set up the new day, which means that the night is over. Oh, I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. It means that what? The night is over. The house of the night is over. Glory be to God. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? I said God is saying the night is what? Over. Say it again with me. The night is what? Over. Say it again. The night is what? Over. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new season. Somebody shout hallelujah. And when it came to that place, the Bible says it was the time of harvest. Someone shout hallelujah. Someone say it's a time of harvest. Oh, this is where we need to be careful. Because when it's a new day and it's a time of harvest and the presence of God is restored, is back in the land, you must not abuse the presence of God. This is a sidestep. This is a sidestep, just a sidestep. You know, I've warned you over and over again about getting a physical Bible. How many times have I told you guys? Many times. I didn't just start talking to you about that now. I told you about that even before your cell phones became smart. Hello. I've been telling you this for a long, long time. And I've even told you that sometimes when you so-called update, that things are changing in your Bibles. Did I not tell you that? Okay. Right here, you'll find what I'm talking to you about. Because the Bible tells us that when they start fooling around with the ark, looking inside the ark, they should be smart enough not to look at it. They should be smart enough not to look inside that ark. Well, you see, the way the world handles the presence of God is the way the world handles the presence of God. But the way you, who know God, handle the presence of God will determine whether you live or die. The Bible tells us that 50,070 people died. 50,070. You see that? 50,310 men. Look inside some of your Bibles and you'll find that the only amount that you find is 70 people. Look inside your Bible. I'm looking and I'm reading 70. I said, no, this is wrong. This is wrong. It's not 70, it's 50,070. What does your Bible say? You say 50,000. You guys got good Bibles. But there are some Bibles that just have 70. Message 70. New International 70. (Laughter) But it is happening. I even looked at my King James in my smartphone. There it was, 70. There it was, 70. My Lord, I know I'm taking time from all of this, but I just want to show it to you so that you see what I'm talking about and you read it for yourself. And you will find out what I'm talking to you about. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's chapter 6 and verse 17 or something like that. 19. 6, 19. Yeah. And the Lord slew some of the men of Beth Shemesh because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. He slew 70 men of them. Right there. And this is even the Amplified. Look at that. You see 70 there?
Yeah, 70.
It says 70. Your smartphone too? These smartphones are not very smart, are they? Oh, good. You got a good one. But I'm telling you, as you're updating the system, they are changing things. Now, what on earth? 50,000, 70, and 70. Maybe they're trying to help God to be nicer. 70 people, he killed 70 people. Well, that's really nice. 50,000, hold on, now this is a murdering God. Well, you better understand that God is very good. And when he wants to be bad and his hand is heavy in the wrong way, you get it. We don't have the fear of God. And it is stuff like this that causes people not to have a true fear of God and entertain what is not of God in their lives. May God deliver us from all evil. Somebody shout hallelujah. When the presence of God came, the people of Beth Shemesh abused it. They began to look inside. And when they did, the word of God says in verse 19, 50,070 were wiped out. Dead. The abuse of the presence of God. Say, Apostle, what are you trying to say to us? I'm saying, listen, the Lord is going to restore his glory. Amen. Amen? When the glory of God, the ark left, they said, Ikabod. The glory of God is gone. But the kabod is coming back. Amen. Amen. The glory of God is coming back. And when the glory of God is restored to us, we must not abuse it. We must not handle it the way the world handles it. Even David fell into the same mess. When he was taking the ark to Zion, he put it into an ark. Put it into a cart, just like the Philistines did. And as the cart was going, and he had all this praise and worship team, he had all kinds of instruments. There were just hundreds, maybe even 1,000 musicians blowing them, banging away with their drums, and everybody's dancing. And the cart stumbled. And Uzzah went and grabbed it. When he grabbed it, the Bible says, God struck him. He died. And so that ark was taken away and put into a man's house who had the ark for about 20-something years and nothing good happened in his life. Nothing happened in his family. The man was tired of his, I don't want this ark, and here comes another man. He says, I want that ark. And the ark came into his house. And the day it stepped into his house, blessings came into that house. That it forced David to ask this question, how can I get the presence of God, the ark of God, to me? I need to get this ark. He went back to the Word of God to find out what the Word of God said. And he found out the ark is supposed to be carried on the shoulders. And when it's carried on the shoulders, that's how you move it from point A to point B. So this time, he had only one trumpet, one shofar, no band, nothing, no fanfare. But he had a lot of animals being slain. I believe it was every 5 or 6 steps, they would kill, sacrifice. And so as the ark went to the holy hill of God, it was based on the people stepping on the sacrifice that was slain, the blood sacrifice, the offerings. Are you with me so far? God is going to restore his glory. Amen. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. Yes. Hallelujah. Are you listening?
Yes.
But we must not abuse the presence of God. You cannot hire out, hear me, you cannot hire out the responsibility of worship to somebody else. You cannot do it the way the world does it. The world has a system, and they do things the way they do it. They work the way they work it. They dance the way they dance. They sing the way they sing. They do whatever it is they want to do the way the world does it. And at the time of ignorance, God winked at. But there comes a time when God says, listen, we're not going to do this again, are we? We are going to do it right this time. And that's what he did at Beth Shemesh. It was supposed to be night over, day all the time, harvest all the time. But because they abused it, it became night for them. Say with me, we will not miss out on our day of visitation. God has a plan for us, folks. And we need to be ready to accept what God wants to do in this last of the last days. But as God does it, we must be very careful not to abuse the presence of God. Because the abuse of the presence of God means death in any dispensation. In any dispensation. Let me say it again. In any dispensation. When Ananias and Sapphira came pretending with their offering, what happened? Dead. There are people dying in our churches. Not necessarily physically, but spiritually. Dying. Because they abuse the presence of God. They live in a lie. God doesn't want you and I to live the lie. He wants us to be very open with him. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.
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 God wants to do a new thing. He says, and the people lamented because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. What happened to the people of Gath, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Ekron? What's happening here? That's not the way it's supposed to be. The presence of God is not supposed to bring death to us. supposed to bring life to us. Amen? The presence of the Holy Spirit is not supposed to bring death. It's supposed to bring life. It is what God wants for us that we will receive. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. But we must be very careful, saints, not to abuse God, not to abuse His patience, not to abuse His tender mercies, to rest in His goodness and allow Him to be God in our lives. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Passage ends. That the people of Beth Shemesh sent messengers to a place called Kehadjerim, which just means a city of woods or a forested place. And they came and they took the ark to Kehadjerim. And it was kept in the house of a man called Abinadab. And here in the home of Abinadab, it was there for 20 years. 20 years. 20 wasted years. The ark did not arrive where it was supposed to go to. Reason and abuse. We have, in these last days, in the last 3 or 4 decades, more like 2 decades, we've had revival break out in different centers. In Toronto, we had it. We had it in Florida. And the hand of God, and that which God wants to do and mobilize and bring about with great increase, people start messing with it, looking inside it, trying to examine it. And it... If we are wise with this next move of God, yes, it is true. We examine all things, but we are not called to examine God. Is this God or is this not God? That's not my role. My role is to allow God to be God, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. If you don't believe me that I'm the Son of God, believe me because of the works that you see. Is there change taking place in lives? Yes. Then don't bother me about the details. I just want God. And that's what we must have in this phase of this grace. I just want to have God be God in my life. All the funny stories, I don't know. I don't know why people are falling down. I don't know. I don't have a doctrinal statement concerning it. I remember when I went to the Toronto Blessing many years ago, people were talking about it, and I didn't know what to do about it. I didn't know which way to handle it. So I was in Toronto, and I said to the Lord, I said, I'm going to go to the service today, and I want to know for sure if you're in this thing or not. And the way I want to know is, I want the minister who's going to be speaking to go to this passage of Scripture and also go to this passage of Scripture. two arbitrary scriptures. He has to go to those two passages of scriptures. That's how I'm going to know that you are in this. So I went to the service. And the man of God was ministering. It had nothing to do with the passages of scripture I pointed out to. And he's ministering, and he goes to the first one. I said, that's 50%. And he starts ministering, and he goes to the second one. I said, praise the Lord, hallelujah, it's done. This is God. We test the spirits. God is well able to do whatever it is that needs to be done. We don't just receive everything and anything that comes down the pike. We've got the Word of God. The Word of God judges everything. The Word of God judges what? Everything. But we don't judge God. What God is going to do when he does it, how he does it. Because in a new season, new things happen. And if we get stuck with what we know traditionally and say, this is the only way God works, we will never get to the next stage that God wants to take us. Do you understand? We'll always get stuck with just speaking in tongues. There's more to God than just speaking in tongues. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Or else we might end up in a forested city. All trees are nothing, no fruit. 20 years wasted. But this presence of God must come to us. So my prayer, your prayer tonight, is going to be this as we wrap up. God, reveal yourself to us again. Remove this blindness. Because with the spirit of Dagon, there is blindness. You don't see. But when God's presence is there, Dagon falls down every time, just like the pillars fell. And all the Philistines there were wiped out. So also shall everything that stands contrary to the will of God for your life fall before you. Please hear it. It must all fall. Dagon shall not stand before you. For you are God's present day ark. Oh, you didn't. I don't know if you're hearing. I say you are God's present day what? Ark. You are a God carrier. Amen? You carry God. Wherever you go, you carry God. And Dagon must fall before you. Every marine spirit must fall before you. Everything that had hands and a head, they will come down. And all that will be left is a stump just to show that they used to be. They used to what? Be. Used to be means it does not exist anymore. No head. And nobody going there to worship it. Because it fell and blocked the pathway. So shall the devil fall down and block the pathway. So that nobody can go in to worship it. In the name of Jesus. And I don't care which city they move you to, you shall overcome there. Amen. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. I said, you will do what? Overcome there. You take the person to Gath, you overcome in Gath. You take you to Ekron, you'll overcome in Ekron. They take you to Gaza, you'll overcome in Gaza. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They take you to Ashdod, you overcome there in Ashdod. Every city of the Philistine, all five, defeated. Blessed be the name of the living God. Blessed be the name of the living God. Blessed be the name of the living God. Let the spoiling begin. Say it. Let the spoiling begin. It starts in Ashdod. the power of the enemy must be spoiled now. Hallelujah. 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 In this new year, 5779, child of God, you will be head and not tail, above only and not beneath. You penetrate the impenetrable. And the blessing shall find its way straight to you. Do you receive this? Healing will find its way straight to you. Prosperity will find its way straight to you. Favor will find its way straight to you. Hallelujah. Increase will find its way straight to you. Are you hearing? We're not talking about what we can accomplish by our strength. We're talking about what God is going to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Were there any Hebrews, any Jews controlling that ark, that cart? I'm bringing it all the way from Ekron, the place where God tears it up from the ground, where God eradicates it. Were there any Hebrews? They didn't even know that the ark was coming. Is that not so? So also, I'm telling you now, the blessing has been released. It is coming to you. Hallelujah. 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 I am telling you now, the blessing is coming to you. The blessing is coming to us. Hallelujah. You don't need to know when it got released. It is released already because God has torn it up from the roots. Rise with me. Do we have, please bring it. Today we are going to give a special offering, not a casual offering. I told you to pray about it and ask God to speak very specifically to you about the offering that you're going to give today.
Praise the Lord. What a word from Apostle. I hope that you receive that word like I received that word. It is a timely word from the living God. Matt, did you hear what he said in that message? I took note of it down as he was speaking. He said, we are the present day ark because we are carrying the living spirit of God within us. How cool is that? That is amazing. We thank God for the living word from Apostle. May God bless him and continue to prosper him in wisdom as he has been throughout the years that we've been with him. So saints, this is the time. Apostle said in his message, this is a new day. It's a new season. It is a time of harvest. So we'll take the word as it is. We thank God for the word. And at this time, we're just going to prepare our offerings before the Lord to confirm that word. The information is up on the screen before you. We've been giving all month. Do not fade now. We have time left to go. Remain strong, remain faithful in the Lord, continue to give. We cannot outgive God. There is nothing that we can do that outgives God. So continue in faith, believing that as you sow, so shall you reap. So we thank God for the message tonight. And I look forward to every night. I don't know about you. I look forward to every night. I'm taking my notes and there is always something to take away and to pray about. So as you give your offering, we thank God for each of you. And we know that the blessing, as Apostle said, has already been released. It's already been released to us. All we have to do is receive it. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to take communion together. It's my favorite time of the evening when we get to focus on the Lord, get to focus on why we are serving the Lord in the first place. It is because he sent his son. And because he sent his son, sin has been removed from you and I. We're now joint heirs with Christ. We've been grafted in to him and we belong to him. The beauty of Jesus is that he said, Father, you have placed them all into my hands and I have not lost any. This is what I stand on all the time. No matter what is happening around me, no matter how frustrating life gets, no matter what storms come around, I remind myself that Jesus said to the Father, "You have placed them into my hands, and I have not lost any except the son of perdition." So that means you and I are safe in the hands of the living God. He's not lost us, and he will not lose us. No one can take us out of his hands. So we thank God for his son. And this is why Jesus said, "Do this oftentimes in remembrance of me. Remember the sacrifice I made." God wanted us, Jesus wanted us to have a life, abundant life on this earth. So he came to reverse the curse so we can operate in his fullness here on earth. So as we have the bread that is representing his body that was broken for us, we know by that definition, there was an exchange. So he exchanged his brokenness and he gave us wholeness. So we should stand firmly in his wholeness, knowing that we have a sound mind in God, sound body, sound spirit. There is nothing broken in us. Jesus already took that on the cross. So have faith as you eat, knowing that there was an exchange made and we are whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's eat. And he said, this is my blood, and his blood takes away sin. It's for the remissions of sin. The blood never ends. That blood that was shed, as Apostle spoke about in his message, when they were bringing the ark, they sacrificed every five or six steps. That's how it was done in the Old Testament. But the word said, one man's blood that was shed was for the entire world, and that's our Savior, Jesus Christ. So when we eat of his body and drink of his blood, we are his and we are with him. Let's drink to the blood. So we thank God for each of you. We thank God for your faithfulness, for being available and tuning in every night and supporting the ministry and growing in your faith. This month is going to carry us for the entire year and will continue to build our faith as we grow together in Christ. So we thank you for tuning in. Tomorrow is going to be another great message. Please tune in again. Those on YouTube, those on Zoom, the Lord loves you. Apostle and Pastor Marie greets you, and we'll just pray together now and close. Father God, we just thank you for the word that was given by Apostle tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that your word is true, Father God, that it is the time of harvest, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we realize, Father God, that we are the living ark of God. We are carrying his spirit. Holy Spirit dwells inside of us. And Lord, as we step into a place, Father God, Lord, the enemy must flee, Father God. Dagon's arms must be broken off. His head must fall in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, that you are with us, that you have gone before us, Father God, that the blessing has been poured out, Father God. And Lord, we stand expecting, Father God, greatness from you this year, Father God. We stand expecting, Father God, for your glory to be poured out upon your people, Father God. We thank you for the word, O God. We pray, Father God, that that word will be planted deep in our hearts, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you are not a man that you should lie. So Lord, we wait expectantly, Father God, for all that you will do. Everything that you say, Father God, we know it shall be done. So Lord, we give you glory tonight. We give you honor and we give you praise. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you will continue to give your people rest and encourage them by your spirit, Father God, that you're a God that will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God, even to the end of the age. We give you all glory that is due unto your name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Saints, see you again tomorrow. Same time. We'll see you on YouTube, on Zoom, as we continue to be lifted up in the Lord by these wonderful men and women of God. God bless you tonight and sleep well.